one who is ardent with respect for concentration. It's a good principle to hold to be ardent and to have respect for concentration, both while you're here and when you go back to your home life. It's an important principle to keep in mind because it's something we forget so easily. Just keeping the mind still, keeping one thing in mind. It's a part of the path that doesn't have a lot of bright lights around it. Doesn't have the warm buzz of interconnectedness or oneness or compassion or all those other words that get people excited about the practice. It's simply the mechanics of keeping the mind on one thing continually. Doesn't sound like much. And as a result, we don't treat it like much. That's the problem, because it's actually the heart of the path. There's a passage where the Buddha describes all the eight factors of the Eightfold Path. And right concentration, he says, is the main one, and everything else is just an accessory that helps keep the concentration right. And keeping one thing in mind really it's important because it gives ballast to the mind, so the mind doesn't go floating off after things. It doesn't get blown around by things. It's what gives the mind strength. And it's also what helps us live together with one another. If you're paying attention to your concentration, you're also helping other people by not interfering with theirs. And it's interesting to think about the basic factors of concentration are also the basic factors of speech. Directed thought and evaluation. In other words, you bring a topic to mind and then you evaluate it. That's the process by which the mind forms sentences and gets ready to tell them to other people. But it's also the process by which you bring the mind to one thing. So the time spent in thinking about what you're going to tell other people can interfere with your concentration. And of course, it interferes with theirs. So it's an important principle while we're here is to train your tongue as you're training your mind. And John Fuhr once said, you know, before you say anything, ask yourself, is this really necessary? Does this have to be said? And if not, he said, you don't have to say it. It's best not to say it. Because if you can't control your tongue, then you can't control your mind. So try to keep your directed thoughts and your evaluations on the breath, on your meditation object, as much as you can, and see how little speech you can get by with. Because the practice of concentration isn't something you do just while you're sitting here with your eyes closed. That's just the external activity. The actual concentration is a quality of the mind. It has nothing to do with whether you're sitting or standing or walking or lying down. Whether your eyes are open or closed. It's a balance that you maintain inside. And the more continually you can keep that balance going, then the easier it is when you actually sit down, close your eyes, and there you are. Otherwise, if you let the mind wander around, it's like going and so you think about a tree, and so you tie a string to the tree, and then you go think about a store. So you run the string over to the store, and you tie it to the store, and then you run it to someplace else. If you were to trace all your thoughts over 24 hours, you'd have a bird's nest of strings all over the place. And then you sit down, and you've got to wind up your ball of string again. And no wonder we only get a few moments of concentration during the hour. All that string to wind back up again. But if you can keep your thoughts on the breath, just be with the body. In the course of the day, you don't have to keep track of every in and out breath, but try to inhabit your body as much as you can. Keep your hands in your hands, keep your feet in your feet. In other words, keep your sense of who you are and where you are right here. And that way you've tied a string around the body, and that's the only place you've got your string. So there's no string to rewind as you sit down. So that's concentration in the course of the day. Respect for concentration in the course of the day, realizing that keeping the mind right here is an important thing. Because all too often it gets shoved aside. Got to think about this, you got to think about that. And concentration doesn't have much of a voice to say, hey, wait a minute, what about me? It just gets trampled in the stampede. This doesn't mean that you won't think in the course of the day, but if you can inhabit your body as you're thinking, have a good sense of the just being in your body. This is one of the reasons why we try to develop a concentration where your awareness fills the body. That provides a range or a room in which the thoughts can happen. You're still there in the room. You don't have to follow the thoughts out. No matter how much they point outside and say, look, 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 you stayed looking right at the thought. That way you can entertain thoughts, you can be aware of other things, but your concentration stays solid because it's your frame around everything you experience. And it helps put things into perspective. For most of us live our lives without any frame, or the frame keeps moving around. But here's our frame of reference right here, staying with the breath, staying in the body, staying with the breath energy filling the body. And give it some space. One of the things you learn as you sit here with your eyes closed is how much nicer the breath feels when you pay some attention to it, when you give it space to do its thing. Maybe a process of the whole body. Well, the more you can do that in the course of the day, the better. It's nourishing for you, and when you're feeling nourished inside, you don't have to go running outside to feed off other people. To get support from this person, to get encouragement from that person, just running around from scraps from other people. Because inside you're feeling malnourished when you nourish the body and the mind with the breath. You don't need to depend on other people as much. You don't need to lean on them as much anymore. This is one of the ways in which showing respect for concentration ends up showing respect for yourself, showing respect for other people as well. And it's through concentration, through this ability to stay here continually in the present moment, that you start getting discernment as well. We think of wisdom or discernment as things you learn from books, but it's not that case. That's not the case at all. You have to learn from watching things consistently. When you're staying with the breath, you're in a really good place because it's right where the body and the mind meet. Anything that moves in the mind is going to have an effect on the breath. So it's a good place to stay if you want to watch the movements of the mind. See how they come, see how they go, see where they cause stress. See what you can do to let go of that cause. And you find you can manage the issues in the mind a lot more efficiently this way, a lot more effectively, because you're right on top of them. All too often, someone will say something and it'll get under our skin, and then it just stays there under our skin. We're hardly aware that it's there until it starts developing into a big boil. It's only when it bursts that we realize, oh, there's something going on here. By that time, it's too late. Sometimes you've said something or done something you wish you hadn't. If you can stay on top of things as they happen in the mind, see where there's that sense of dis-ease, see where there's any pattern of tension in the body when you're thinking that thought, try to breathe through it and see what happens. Many times the thought will just go away, because you're not giving it a chance to take root. and fester. So it's important that you have a sense of what concentration can do and how important it is to maintain it throughout the day. There's an analogy in the canon. A man is walking with a bowl of oil on his head. It's filled to the brim. He's walking through a stadium. On one side, to the right side, there's the crowd. And to the left side, there's the beauty queen. And the crowd is very excited about the beauty queen. And the man is supposed to walk between the two of them. And there's someone behind him with a sword raised, ready to cut off his head if he drips even as much as a drop of oil. So as the Buddha said, will the man let himself get distracted by the woman or the crowd? No, he's got to stay focused on the oil. Try to have that same sense of focus and the sense of the preciousness of your concentration. Try not to spill a drop. Try to keep your poise, because that's what concentration is. It's the mind poised well to go through life. And the more you respect it, the better your poise will be. So try to respect concentration both within yourself and within others. Because it's through that kind of respect that the path grows. And it provides a frame, provides a context for your life. Because it gets your values straight. And when your values are straight, you walk straight. It all comes from this basic poise within.